SBS Radio.
Hi, Debbie, and thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Before we dive into your world, which includes an impressive resume that goes on for more than 20 years, your research, your work, and of course your book, tell us a bit more about yourself.
Thank you so much. I'm a professor at Macquarie University, Macquarie Graduate School of Management. And in the last 20 years, I've been studying various aspects of individual and corporate altruism. So in Israel, I've mainly studied volunteering and looked at why people volunteer, what's the impact of volunteering. I've worked on various aspects of volunteering. And since I've moved to Australia, I've participated in the United Nations State of the World Volunteerism Report. I've been involved in various aspects of volunteering, the national and New South Wales strategies on volunteering, and currently working on a study that looks at how we can better increase volunteerism in Australia. So that's just one thing that I did and still do somewhat. But my main area of interest lies in corporate social responsibility. Last year, my book, Strategic Corporate Social Responsibility, came out with SAGE. And the book and my research works a lot on adopting a holistic approach to corporate social responsibility. So I look at what companies do and look at positive aspects of corporate social responsibility, which I'll talk about in a minute. And the last area of interest that I have is around academic social responsibility. So what universities and business schools can do to create impact beyond teaching.
So from volunteering to the power of business to do good to the world, helping it to become a better place, is what you call corporate social responsibilities. Could you expand a little more and even give us an example of how exactly it works?
So corporate social responsibility, a lot of people, when they think about corporate social responsibility, or in short CSR, think about corporate philanthropy. So big corporations making lots of money and then giving some money back to charity, giving back to the community, engaging their employees in corporate volunteering and so on. But the way I approach CSR is quite differently. So what I do is I look at it as a holistic approach to what businesses can do. How can they use their power, their money, their resource, their talent, their knowledge to create a genuine impact in the world? And so strategic corporate social responsibility occurs when businesses tie what they know best and what they stand for in the way that they contribute back to society. And that could be, for example, a bank that is, instead of just sending its employees to plant trees and paint walls, then engages in giving free financial advice to emerging businesses, in giving microfinance loans, so it's really small loans to really small businesses, but helping people who were unemployed for 5 years to come out of unemployment and poverty by doing something that they know best. And this is what we're trying, well, this is what I try to do in the book, provide a lot of inspirational and positive examples of companies that use who they are and what they stand for in the way that they create an impact in the world.
So now let's talk about your successful book. It's called Strategic Corporate Social Responsibility: Tools and Theories for Responsible Management Summary. The first edition has been sold out, so it's been doing really well. Who is it really targeting? Who is the target audience?
The book, Strategic Corporate Social Responsibility, Tools and Theories for Responsible Management, came out with SAGE and is available online, but the first edition sold out and we're now printing another edition. The book is aimed for anyone who's interested in corporate social responsibility. So that could be scholars, researchers, lecturers in the field. That could be business students. It could be people who are involved in corporate social responsibility in their companies, managers, CEOs, CSR officers, and so on. But moreover, the book is really for everyone who is interested in seeing how the company I work for could be more responsible towards the community and the environment. So even if I'm in a, you know, C-level management or an everyday employee in some company, I can use my power and knowledge as an employee to encourage my employer to do more in this area. So the book is very accessible. It's very easy to follow. You don't need a degree to understand it. And you can use and implement that knowledge to really create more impact through your workplace.
Debbie, and I understand that you also taking the whole idea of social responsibility to the university's context. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes. So while businesses have been doing CSR, corporate social responsibility, for so long, it's only recently that we're seeing an amazing trend or shift in the universities and business schools and the way they create impact. And by that I mean, how do universities and business schools move beyond teaching students and making sure that in the end of the degree they get a job and a good salary? Creating impact through academic social responsibility looks at the way that we can use our organization, our academic institution, its knowledge, its power, its resources to create impact in the world. And we're seeing some amazing examples coming from around the world. So there are universities in Europe that once a year turn into a refugee camp for 2 months, taking in refugees, helping them find accommodation and job placement. There are universities that use their research and knowledge to combat poverty. So what I'm trying to do really is saying, how can we use all sectors of the economy, businesses, not-for-profits, governments, academic institutions, to work together to create impact, combat climate change, and help us achieve a better world for the next generation? Because if you look at what is happening currently in the world, and if you have kids, you should be very worried about what is going to happen 20 years from now. And to achieve the goals that the UN placed for 2030, zero hunger, zero poverty, combating climate change and so on, it cannot be achieved by governments alone. We need all actors and all sectors in the economy and all sectors in society to work together to achieve that. And I think that we are yet to unleash the power or the full power of businesses and universities to be part of the solution and create amazing opportunities for everyone to be involved in creating a better world.
Sounds great. And all this and more can be heard through your online lectures. But as we approach the International Women's Day, you're actually organizing a lecture, maybe an opportunity to see you in an upcoming event. Could you share with us some more details?
Sure. So there are a lot of lectures on YouTube if you want to follow more of my work, and you can find my book online. But we do give some face-to-face lectures, and the upcoming one will take place on International Women's Day, 8th of March, in Macquarie University. That will be Women Who Changed the World, and it will engage five amazing women sharing their stories of change and their journey of how do you overcome all the obstacles in the way to really help change the world. One of them is building schools in Africa. One of them is helping to address human trafficking and so on and so forth. So I will be there. I'll be opening and closing the event and introducing five amazing women. It's a free event. You can just go online on Macquarie University, Women Who Changed the World, and register and join us into a really inspirational event, and I hope to see many of the listeners there.
There you go, a free event from Macquarie University with Professor Debbie Husky-Leventhal. But hopefully you can come and do some other lectures, not only in Sydney, maybe also in Melbourne or even other major cities around Australia.
Would love to. I do that quite often. I'm invited by other universities and companies to come and give lectures, such as I spoke at recently in Deloitte in Perth, and I was invited to give a keynote address in Cologne in Germany on a conference around responsible management education. So always happy to go around the world and share this story and create impact.
Professor Debbie Husky-Leventhal, I really appreciate your time this afternoon, and good luck with your research and future books.
Thank you so much, Amit. The pleasure was all mine.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.